The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
For many adults, the news cycle at the minute is heavy and difficult to deal with, but children cannot be completely shielded from the news, whether it's overhearing the radio or TV that their parents may be watching or being fed content on the social media feeds. How can we help children deal with heavy news content that they're currently seeing? Psychotherapist Isolde White joins us now to discuss. Isolde, there's truth in this, isn't it? We can't shield them, and it is heavy even for us as adults. What do we say to kids?
I mean, it's very heavy for us as adults, and it's actually heavier for children because they have even less context than we have, less understanding that, you know, that is in quite a different geographical location. It's not necessarily, we're not necessarily at risk. So I think the first thing that you've got to do is start with listening to them, ask them what they've seen or heard and how they feel, rather than giving them lots of information. And then based on what they're telling you they've seen or heard or how they're feeling, then you can kind of correct any misunderstandings. And I think the really important thing is to sort of avoid dramatic, hyperbolic language with them. Just try to de-escalate it all of the time and keep the explanations age appropriate. I think there's a tendency these days for adults and parents to treat young children as young adults, and they're not. They don't have the same cognitive understandings. And so you do really need to try and be in their world in giving your explanations.
Okay. And when you say age appropriate, what do you mean by that? Because, you know, what do you say to a child when there's a war ongoing somewhere on the other side of the world, but people are being killed and homes are being destroyed, and that's on the news, and we don't know when it's going to end or even how it, you know, what the results of it may be. What's age appropriate to say to a kid about that specifically?
Well, I think with younger children, yes, you acknowledge that that's what's happening, but I think their biggest emotional concern is theirs and your safety right now. So they don't understand the other side of the world, really. You know, not yet, they don't. And so you really need to be making sure that for their age, they understand that there isn't a danger for them at the moment, but also, you know, that it is totally okay to feel sad and worried about children who live in a completely different place and the things they're going through. With older children, you can give them more context and nuance about what's happening. But I think it's really important, and particularly in this day and age where there is so much polarization, is for us, maybe not as adults with our children taking sides in these wars, but really just talking about how sometimes war is inevitable, but citizens should be kept safe and should be kept away from war. And that no matter who we agree with or disagree with, you know, that bombing towns and homes and hotels is not an okay way to behave. And sort of trying not to involve them in taking sides around it, just that war is scary and difficult. It sometimes is inevitable, and we don't have much control over it, but we can keep ourselves safe.
Is there something of a moral dilemma for parents, though? Because on the one hand, we want to tell our children that we're all right, Jack. Do you know what I mean? We want to kind of make them feel safe. But in doing so, in some ways, we sort of vaguely suggest that other people elsewhere are less important, which of course is kind of true in terms of our lives. You know, your own family being bombed is much worse than somebody else somewhere else being bombed. But is there something of a moral dilemma in parents trying to explain that to children, even though what they're actually trying to be is reassuring?
Well, I think there is a slight moral dilemma. So I do think, you know, focusing on the values that we think it's wrong in general is important. And then I think if you can find some kind of small constructive things to do through a recognized agency or charity that's supporting, say, children, particularly in war-torn zones, you know, maybe there's, you know, maybe they could give a little bit of their pocket money towards that. Maybe there's kind of some, you know, something for writing cards or notes to children. So looking up what's available to you in terms of
is there just
activities like
that. Does sound nice, and it does, but is there a bit of a danger then that the war becomes very present for them, something that they're thinking about, something very current, that they're, that we're getting little six-year-olds to be in some way invested in sending money or donating or whatever to something that maybe they would be better off truthfully not thinking about at all, because it's complete, control the controllables. Yeah. This is completely out of their world, out of their ken, out of their control.
What I was talking about, age appropriate, because I absolutely think that for six-year-olds, that kind of thing is not age appropriate. And I think, for six-year-olds, I'd say even up till eight-year-olds, quite frequently, their concern is, are we in danger?
Yeah.
And that's what they want to be reassured about. But I think as children approach teenagehood and start to mature a bit more, they do have very strong existential concerns. And I think we would patronize them not to recognize that as well. So with older children and teenagers, it may be important to look at other things together.
Can I come in here? Just what you said about not taking sides. Do we have to avoid demonising? Because it's very easy to fall into a trap. I mean, let's face it, Donald Trump is very easy to demonise. Just like 50 years ago, it was very easy to demonise the Ayatollah. I think back in the States, back in 1979, you could buy an Ayatollah doll to get your own back, to capture him the way they had captured the US hostages. But is it important not to, tempting as it might be to say demonise Donald Trump, is it important not to slip into that in front of younger kids?
I believe it's important not to. And I just believe we shouldn't be demonising people full stop, and that war sometimes happens between states, nation states go to war, but there are rules of engagement in war where citizens are supposed to be protected. And when we're not protecting citizens in war, there's something really wrong with how we're approaching.
So, I'm curious.
I think demonizing is really unhelpful in general.
To take it to its extension, then, like if there was a march, for example, against the war, should you bring your kids along to that march?
In my opinion, I would only bring my kids to a peace march, which is a different thing to a march against a war. Certainly in the way there have been marches against war in the last couple of years. I think there was a time where maybe back in the 70s, we were marching for peace a little bit more than we were marching against war. And I think there is actually quite a significant difference between the two. So I'm not sure that we shouldn't. I personally don't believe in including small children in political campaigns.
I'm never sure about politicizing childhood. Do you know what I mean? As you say, as they get into young adulthood, that's all very different. But this is very adult stuff. Look, thank you, Esau. Thank you for coming on with all of that. That is Esau White there, psychotherapist.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.